spread calls at almost 3 o'clock. Socks me with cellular vibrations and promised revelations of mystical manifestations of the eternal and divine. Filled goes my mind with all these thoughts traveling at the speed of light, caught by my phone to remind me that I'm not alone, that it's time to do a rain dance, cause ain't no such thing as chance. We offer sacrifice, or rather the symbol of sacrifice to a symbol of a god, and that's what we had to do, Fred and I. Journey to the other side of Y, to the last number of pi, beyond the illusion of odds, to more accurate M, to have what is called a ceremony. We take the divine stage of ritual and myth, turn water into wine, refine our minds and unwind ourselves to a clearer perception of existence, cause that's what we are. Human beings, that is the human version of being, seeing that is in itself the first step to enlightenment. It's time, he chimes a couple more times, and all of his words begin to fit together like the tightest of rhymes, refined throughout all of time, emanating from the mouths and minds of all the truancies and prophets, and like rockets, Fred speaks spells, blows on conch shells, rings bells, and tells me to let his words enter my ear, so I can hear and speak past all these ridiculous limits of time and space. Force me to answer this question. Do I want the revelation? Learn to speak the incantation. Raise my level of concentration. Begin my own personal transubstantiation. And now I'm on the beach. Now Fred, now on the beach. And now could be the beginning of time for all I know. But even that is only more make-believe, for time does not exist. Time is what vomits from our minds if we try to comprehend that which is beyond human comprehension. That which is so much a part of us that it is beyond us. Eternity. But I'll try to explain it. Or rather, I'm gonna poke a hole in this piece of cardboard and point it at the sun. And this isn't really a solar eclipse, but the image of a pinhole pointed at it. Cause in the end, we can never actually see the eclipse. Cause in the end, it all means nothing. When you add up all the highs and lows, the joy, the pain, the lightness and the dark, everything cancels itself out. In the end, we're all just heading towards zero. Zero is perfect balance. The net charge of the universe is zero. An infinite force pushing against its infinite opposite for all of eternity, that equals zero. In other words, zero and infinity are two sides of the same equation, which is to say, the moment is eternal, and eternal is the moment. The moment is eternal, and all eternity exists in this one moment. Therefore, we are eternal. Therefore, we are in heaven. And hell, hell is being in heaven, not realizing it. Lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. I am eternal, and thus do not exist except as everything. I am the light of the life. I am the bread of the everlasting covenant, which in no way implies that I'm God. No, my brothers and sisters, I do not profess to say that I am Jesus Christ. What I'm trying to say, though, is maybe.